Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit, who is always within us. The story of Pentecost is one of the great stories in the Bible. The festival of Pentecost stands alongside Christmas and Easter in our story of God at work in the world and the way that we understand God's work. Before Jesus died and was resurrected and then ascended, he gave his disciples work to do, to go into the world and share his story and his love throughout the world. And Jesus gave them a promise that even though he would no longer be with them in the flesh, he would send his Spirit to them. This Spirit would be with them to guide them, to comfort them, and encourage them. His Spirit would give them strength to do what they would need to do to live out his love in small and large ways in their lives. The Holy Spirit comes to the disciples on this Pentecost day, and it's not just to the 12, but to all the followers of Jesus. I read a commentary this week that said 120 people were gathered in that room praying together on that morning as they waited for what Jesus had said would come next. On Pentecost, the Spirit comes to them in wind and fire, and Peter begins to preach. Now, we often focus most on the story, on the wind and the fire and the languages and all those amazing bits of the story, but less on the words of Peter. But these words are filled with hope and promise. He begins by saying that this gift of the Holy Spirit will come to all God's people, young and old, male and female, servant and free. And after Peter preaches, thousands of people are baptized. Okay, it might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but it says 3,000 people are baptized. So right away with this story, the gift of baptism and the gift of the Spirit are linked together. And that continues throughout the book of Acts. Whenever someone is baptized, they also receive the Holy Spirit. And it continues today. When we baptize someone, we make the sign of the cross on their head and say, "You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." And any of you who have been around here for a while know that I like to talk, especially with our children, about that cross of Christ that stays right there, even though nobody can see it, it's always there, and that's your first and most important identity. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. The Holy Spirit is in you, in each one of you, each one gifted to do the work of love in the world in unique ways. Every one of us in this room has ways that we live out the love of Christ, no two exactly the same. But it is the work and role of every one of us, and every one of us is gifted and filled with the Spirit. The Spirit moves and encourages and gives us strength. And the Holy Spirit is also out in the world. We don't hold the Holy Spirit here in the church. The church has no box to hold on to God. God is at work out there in the world, wherever people are feeding the poor, wherever people are making peace, wherever people are welcoming strangers, wherever people are breaking the bonds of injustice and bigotry and exclusion, in those places the Holy Spirit is at work. And it's part of our role as the church to go find those places and be part of that work that God is doing already in the world. As I was preparing early in this week to preach on this lesson, I got an email from the Work of the People. Again, some of you may recognize the Work of the People, the group that does those beautiful worship videos that we've been using about since May of 2020 when we were suddenly worshiping online. The Work of the People was introducing their new Pentecost videos, and watching the one by author and theologian Barbara Holmes, I thought, well, that's just what I wanted to say. And so now I'm going to share that video with you. Barbara Holmes is a mystical scholar. She writes about race and about contemplative practice in the Black church. She writes about God's cosmic vision, which includes everyone, looking beyond those racial divides that we so often are stuck with. Just some amazing work that she does, and she has some wonderful things to say. In this video, which is called Release the Fire.
Yeah. What's the, hear Christians talk about the Pentecost and the Spirit. What does the Spirit do?
Oh, the Spirit, breathtaking. I've seen it in so many contexts, but in the upper room, during Pentecost, it comes down as fire. I mean, Spirit is also part of who we are, because we have fire shut up in our bones. Okay, so the fire shut up in our bones recognizes the fire that descends upon them, and the Spirit lands on the women and the men in that room, and they're never the same again. And you know they're never the same again because Jesus is gone. And the smart thing to do at that point is to disperse into the village, say nothing more, mind your business, and tend your own garden. But each of them takes the radical path towards sacrifice and ultimately many of them death, because what they've seen, what they've been imbued with, has released the fire within them, and it cannot be quenched by anything other than obedience to God.
What's that fire doing?
It's a passion that whatever gift you've been given, that you are to disperse throughout this earth, it brings joy to the giving. So I couldn't stop writing if my life depended on it. When I stop for practical reasons, it keeps writing in my brain. So there is a fire, a passion that's given to me about writing that maybe other people don't have, but they have another kind of passion. Absolutely everyone, because of that divine spark. What do you think divine spark is? It's fire. Fire shut up in our bones. It's like the flame on Kennedy's grave. It's always lit, not necessarily at a high level, but it's there. All you need to do is turn toward it, accept that gift that you were given, and
put out.
You can't put out God's divine spark. That's impossible. You can cover it up with a lot of stuff. You can allow suffering that is normal in this life to dim it. You can let a lot of things cover it up, dim it, make it inaccessible to your everyday life. Or you can stop. You can still go to work, take care of your kids, cook dinner, but know that it's there and say, I am willing to be set completely on fire for your sake. And I will take the gift I've been given on fire into the world.
So my friends, may we be willing to be set completely on fire for the sake of God's love in a world that needs it. Amen.